What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan, Board Game Manager News for February 5th, 2023. So I mentioned a couple episodes ago at the beginning of January that Portal Games was going to announce a new game at PortalCon. And this is going to be set in the same world as Imperial Settlers. So now I've got their announcement. So their announcement was Imperial Miners. This is a tableau building, kind of simultaneous action selection game. It was designed by Tim Armstrong, really solid designer. He did Arcana, Rising, and Orbis. Orbis is a really underrated, kind of smaller, fun, kind of tactical game. Really highly recommend it. I don't see it kind of very often out there, but a really good game. But he's a real solid designer with this kind of this tableau building way of sensibility, because all his games kind of have this nice, really crunchy little, easy to learn, but crunchy little game system there. So Imperial Miners, this will be out sometime later this year. It'll be about an hour, so it'll be out one of those one-hour wonders, 1 to 5 players. Not really sure. Again, it'll be in that world of Imperial Settlers. There's only a couple of picks, not a whole lot of information on it. So just talk that during setup, 3 out of the different progress boards are randomly chosen to make it a little bit different. And the idea of that simultaneous action selection is something that I really, really love. I did a top 5 on that type of game mechanic, but it's a really cool mechanic that I love. So hopefully this will be a really cool one. So look for this later this year. That's Imperial Miners. Capstone Games, who's been absolutely killing it. Ark Nova, one of the greatest games, probably in my top 10 of all time, that was brought over here by Capstone Games. They've announced a new game called La Familia, The Great Mafia War. Now, they're kind of known as kind of a heavier weight Euro type company. And this is no different. This is kind of a mafia setting, mafia setting with a heavy Euro sensibility, which is kind of sounds really weird, but when you kind of look at some of the pictures and look at the board setup, it is right up that kind of usual alley of that, of that heavy Euro tableau building worker placement type thing. From their pre-order, there's a pre-order and it should deliver in the next month or two. I think it's delivering next week to their warehouse. And it says, in La Familia, The Great Mafia War, you play against each other in teams 2v2 to take control of Sicily. Now there's six different mafia families, each with special abilities, and the game rounds are divided into 2 phases. There's a planning phase to develop your abilities and bring fighters as well as secret orders to the game board, and a combat phase in which the orders are revealed and executed. Here you use your fighters and bombs to dominate as many regions as possible, and the combat system is both simple and innovative, making every fight an exciting psychological duel, and a team that best combines and coordinates abilities will finally dominate Sicily. They also say that it's an extraordinary team game that provides lasting excitement through asymmetric abilities and variable game setup. So they've listed this one on BGG as 4-player-only game, so you're using that 2-on-2. People aren't going to like that too much. I kind of really love their games, but this is an interesting one. Whenever you see games that are 3 or 4-player or 3 or more, things like that, it's definitely an interesting sell. I know a lot of people have game groups that have 4, but other people like myself like to play games solo. So this will be an interesting one. I'm sure I'll really like this game, but it's going to be a hard thing to find the 4-player setup nowadays and a 2 to 3 hour gameplay. But again, right up that heavy Euro weight that Capstone is known for. So we'll switch gears here to a much, much lighter game. Asmodee is releasing a tile-laying rummy-style game called Setup. And this will be out, looks like it'll be out in April of this year. It'll be about $30. This is an interesting one. So kind of think of kind of playing cards and maybe, kind of a grid way of doing things. But instead of using cards here, you're using tiles. And the tiles are going to be on top of each other. So really all they're doing is transporting the idea of cards into a tile setup. But some of these different tiles will have different numbers that are on them. So just kind of like Rummy, where you're trying to do in sets, runs and such like that, there are going to be different ways to have the tiles. And I'm sure they'll have different tiles that'll be, you know, kind of different numbers on them or such. All the pictures are shown are just kind of the same numbers, but there's a lot of different expanding that you can do here. But again, by putting the tiles on top of each other, you can really screw with people's run that they're planning in their hand. So, you know, kind of another easier kind of family way thing, but really an interesting way to do that. Again, that is set up and that should be out in April for about $30. Now, last episode, I mentioned Ravensburger bringing out Lorcana. That's the Disney-themed CCG. And Ravensburger has announced 3 more Disney-themed games coming in the next few months. Not a whole lot of information, but a couple of them do have BGG pages in a way. So I'll talk about them real quick here. Disney Villains, the card game. This is a light game where each player is basically playing as a villain. And depending on the color of the card or the number of your card, you're playing into your own town stock. I guess it's not a tableau. It's a stack of cards here. But you have to watch what other people are playing out there, because matching the cards or numbers, you may not be able to put it in your own. And depending on how your stack is at the end of the game will determine your score. They're all going to be using the word around system, using the re-theme of that word around system in Disney way. Now, word around system is just kind of round cards. This is very much a family or a kids game where you're kind of putting down, you know, you'd be flipping over a card that'll have different letters on there. And you've got to kind of read read what the word is faster than somebody else to get the point and get the card. It's interesting because it's kind of, some people have that really good visual spatial thing where you can just kind of see things as they're played. So it is an interesting little one. This will be about $20. And then also their last one is the Disney Around the World. This is a lighter kids family game again. This is just about traveling around the world and collecting different, I think there's different passports or stamps for on your passport about traveling around the world. This one's only going to be about $20. So Ravensburger, we'll stick with them right now. So they're going to, they announced another one of its quote-unquote adventure book line. They did the Wizard of Oz adventure book game and the Princess Bride adventure book game, which is really cool because there's different scenarios where you're just playing it basically out of the book, and there's different puzzles and different ways to play, almost like different 8 different games in these puzzle books, but you're playing them throughout, you know, from the book, making it a little bit easier to set up and play. But now they're going to be putting out the Lord of the Rings adventure book game. This will be out later this month. It'll be about $35. Again, it's more chapters where you're bringing the ring to Mount Doom, cooperative game. You're going through all the different locales from the Shire, Mordor, everything you would expect from Lord of the Rings. But it really looks pretty cool. And I believe this one will be in Target exclusive as well as the other ones, I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong about that. But look for it later this month. Yeah, I think it is in Target. So Yellow announced, I've got a couple of really quick hits as we finish up the news here. Yellow announced a micro expansion for King of Tokyo. This is King of Tokyo Even More Wicked. This will be out, I believe, next week. And it's a good way to score points and to get those wicked tiles. Basically, depending on what you roll, you're going to be going up this kind of numbers track. And then once you hit different levels, you'll get these different tiles that'll give you other powers or points. It's just another way to kind of, you know, really make you think, because in base King of Tokyo, there's really only one or two things you really want to roll. And then as the expansions have come out, you've kind of wanted to power up with either getting what we call the Energon cubes or getting the fight or healing. So there's not really a whole lot of, you know, it's really straightforward. But as they kind of release more expansions, it makes you to want to do other things around there. And finally, Renegade Game Studio, they have this partnership with Hasbro where they brought over some of the IPs and such, but they're also now partnering to bring over the Sid Sackson classic Acquire. Now, a lot of games have a lot of that Acquire feel to it, and this is a game from the 60s. A recent one being kind of the game that kind of borrowed a little bit from the Foundations of Rome from last year has kind of that feel where you're kind of putting things on the board, all about kind of the, you know, in a way, stock market and real estate stock market and kind of getting things on the board. Again, they just borrow from it. It's not exactly a re-theme or anything like that. But anyway, Acquire is an absolute classic. Can't wait to see how they further update the great design with some modern board game sensibilities. A lot of companies have been doing things like this. But here's from their post on BGG, kind of like their announcement. I think it's also in their announcement. Renegade said the rulebook will also be updated to include clarifications and adjustments gathered from previous versions of the game, and gamers can expect new updated version of the classic game this year in 2023 with distribution in friendly local game stores as well as specialty retailers worldwide, and localized editions are in the works and will be announced later at a later time, because you can really put you know, kind of different themes or different city themes on the different real estate things in there. So Renegade will also be supporting the game with a Gen Con Championship held in Indy later this year in August. So again, there are tons of great game designs over the last 50 to 60 years that, of course, some of the mass market ones from when we were kids. Well, I say we, when I was a kid, you know, us old guys that were born in the 70s, grew up in the 80s with some really bad, but, and some terrible and some gems, you know, some of these mass market games, but some of the heavier ones are considered hobby or harder games. They're exactly nowadays they're exactly what gaming is. And Restoration Games has done they've perfected this idea of updating the old games. But I think as more companies are seeing that there are plenty of targets in the 60s, 70s, 80s, even early 90s, great targets for this type of updating. I don't think this idea of bringing those in are going to stop anytime soon. So more companies are trying to get on board with that. But hey, and as you're listening, do you have any games you remember from your childhood that you would think would make for a great new addition? Go ahead and mention them in the comments on MajorSpoilers.com or on the Major Spoilers Discord, or of course on Twitter. You can either at me or reply to this announcement on Twitter. I'd love to hear about them. So let's head on into crowdfunding. This week, I'm going to start off with GameFound games. Now, we're going to start first with Witchbound. This one has got about 2 weeks left. Well funded. This is an interesting one because you're expanding, you're exploring your enchanted world to learn magic, craft potions, and fight monsters. But this is a story-driven game that is solo and is kind of more story-based, kind of a storybook type of game, and you're playing kind of out of a game book as well and have a character sheet. But it's really cool if you're a solo person like me who loves solo games as well as other type games, but a cool solo adventure game. It's only about $40 to get in on this one. This is Witchbound. Looks pretty good. The next one I've got here, Scrap. This is Jolly Swagman Games. This is kind of what crowdfunding is all about. This is a solo designer trying to produce his own game, and it looks really interesting. They've already funded. It's got about 3 weeks left, but it's interesting. It's a sci-fi 2-to-4-player game, plays in about 90 minutes, asymmetric, different factions, and you're kind of playing as robots, and you're trying to kind of explore the tableau, and everything's kind of out there. He calls it a 3X because I don't think there's any, not really explore, but there is exterminate, expand, exploit. So you've got a little bit of everything, a lot of different action programming and hand management. It looks really cool. You can get in on this as a big pledge for $150. I'm not sure if there's a smaller pledge in there, but it is well funded. And it does look like there's a really good amount of kind of the real good production value that went into this one, yet kind of a simplistic game, not overly, you know, nutty, but it does look really fun and has a really cool theme to it. Next up from GameFound is one that's starting early in this week, but later from the recording. This is called Statera. This is from Fat Board Games. This says, become a leader of a Statera nation or a powerful god, fight for territory, balance your believers, gather souls, and experience all of Statera's stories. This is an interesting little campaign here. The game looks pretty cool. The thing that's really nifty about this one is kind of as you're playing things onto the tableau, you know, I guess kind of their gimmick or what we call the fell. The one fun thing is there's a really cool balance, you know, mechanism into this where you've got a literal scales thing where as you're placing meeples on each side of it, the scales are going to be going up and down. That's going to be an interesting thing to put together and interesting on gameplay. But the art looks great. Has almost that kind of same art as kind of Root and those type of games have in there. But very, very cute. It's probably the same artist. But it does look very cool, this game. So check this one out. Again, that one will be out later this week, called Statera. So let's head on over to Kickstarter. First up, we've got a game that was on my top five anticipated games for this year, and this is Manhattan Project War Machine. This is kind of a little bit lighter than your Manhattan Project games, but not quite really, really light, but it's got dice-based. It's got about a week to go. It is well funded. This is from Grail Games. You get in on this one for $35, which is a great deal for this game, so check that one out as well. Next up is kind of a new expansion of another great card game. Hero Realms is a great deck building game, great one-on-one deck building game. But this is Hero Realms Dungeons. This is a new 80-card market deck, 6 new characters, and an all-new 12-encounter dungeon campaign for 1 to 5 players. Well funded. It's got about a week and a half to go. This is from Wise Wizard Games and Rob Daugherty. I love Hero Realms. I really love the app. I really love everything to do with it and the fact that you can play this one exactly what I wanted. Play this one co-op as your dungeon delving, because they do, it's kind of a, I want to say lighter, but it's a little bit different of a take on the way deck building is, because there's factions just all over the place, and each deck is a little bit different, whether you're playing a fighter, a mage, a rogue, et cetera, et cetera. really cool how you make up your deck from that. And since there is a decent amount of cards in there, it'll change how you're going to kind of bring your deck, even though your starting deck kind of tells how you want to go throughout the game, like gives you a little starting direction. But as you're playing, you know, you got to go with what comes out into the row. So you go there. Anyway, Hero Realms Dungeons, very, very cool. Get in on this one. You can get in for the Pledge Manager for $30. Check it out. Or the $59 for the Dungeons tier. And then, of course, there's a large, large tier for $99. This next one from Renegade Game Studios is The Search for Lost Species. This one's got about 3 weeks to go, well-funded. It says, search for animals that were previously believed to be extinct in this follow-up to award-winning Search for Planet X. So what it's got, that same Search for Planet X sensibility, where it's kind of a deduction game. So as cards are coming out and you're trying to figure out where things are located, depending on the cards, this is going to kind of be app-driven as well. And also, they're using a lot of eco-friendly production design in there, which is very, very cool as well. You can get in on this one for about $45. Next one is another interesting one. So this is Troll and Princesses. This is from Game Brewer. The reason why I mention this is actually it looks like a fun kind of worker movement, almost like what I would call worker takement, because you're kind of putting workers on, taking them off, moving around, transforming them. Interesting theme on there as well, but this also has about a week and a half to go, well-funded from Game Brewer. But this has something that I always think is an interesting thing. Like when you're looking at the sensibilities of Kickstarter, you don't really want to alienate people. And that's why I don't really like Early Birds, because I think Early Birds alienate people. But what they're also doing here is a subscribers-only pledge. They're not doing an Early Bird, but it kind of reminds me of that. The subscribers-only pledge is $44, but you got to be a subscriber to their Game Brewer website, or else you have to get it in there for $60. So you're saving about $16. Now, does that turn people off? I think, you know, when you see people are getting something that you can't get unless you do something else, I think it really kind of turns people. It's just a negative, like negative reinforcement. So I wonder if this is hurting. It is well funded, but not quite as much as I think the game should be funded. So it's interesting to think if people are kind of taking that back or not. Again, people, you know, God bless all the publishers. I know you got to do a lot of things, you know, whatever you can to get people to come in. Again, the game looks really good, and at $60, it's a good deal. But when you see that people are getting it cheaper for that, it does kind of make you think a little bit. Again, good game. Check it out and pledge it if you like it. Trolls and Princesses looks like a pretty cool, strategic, you know, Euro board game. And finally, this is another one of these cute ones that I really wanted to mention. This is Color My Quest Dungeon Run Adventures. This is a whole new way to play Color My Quest and the color and cut fantasy role-playing games. This is about a week and a half to go, and it is well-funded. This is by Tim Devine. I really like this whole thing because it's a GM-less way to play a game. And kind of the way you're doing it is very good for kids and families. You're kind of have your heroes, you're coloring, you're cutting things out, and you're getting your quest to go up there. This is really cute. Perfect way. I think it's Dungeonkins is what they've kind of bring that whole system into there. Really cool looking game here. Not very expensive at all. You can get in on this one digitally for $15, or you can get the book for $19. And then there's volumes 1 and 2 for $29. So this is kind of a perfect thing if you're a teacher to do, you know, maybe things for an after-school club or things like that. But really cool. I just love little cute projects like this. But that's Color My Quest Dungeon Run Adventures. So thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. Also, please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And of course, check out my podcast, The Geek All-Stars Podcast. We just did our Game of the Year episode. Tons of fun, and we talk about a lot of the DC announcements as well. As always, I am Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, and I'll see everyone in a couple more weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2023 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.